try to go through the sugya of Safek Nefashim Zeichet HaShabbos and handle the Nekuzas that I think I handled with most of the Olam, the same basic Nekuzas, try to iron them out to get a clerk at a little bit of clerk in the sugya. If there's something which is unclear or wrong, please don't hesitate to ask a question. But any other questions, please leave for afterwards. Thank you. This is due to time constraints and limitations. And though generally we have chabur in this room, I think this Sunday there's the Yachikala, I think it's Yachikala, and that means we will not be in this room. It probably means we'll be in the old shoe store next to the Mir's farm store. But generally, chabur is here, and generally it's on Sunday. So this Sunday, Beis Hashem, we will be having Chabura, 3:45 at this time, but not here. Every other week, it should be Beis Hashem on Sunday, 3:45, at the beginning of Seder. The Gemara says on Daf, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Mishnah says, on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishnah Nof Lolov, V'oid Amar Ramasi Ben Chor, Shechesh V'Greinim Atilin, Leisam B'Seich Piv V'Shabiz, Mipnei Shu Savg Nefashreiz, V'chol Savg Nefashreiz, Deich V'Shabiz. Back to Gemara on Daf, Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Once you already said Bnei Shu Safik Nefashis, Loma Li Su Lameima Bechol Safik Nefashis Zeichas HaShabbos. Omer Yehuda Omer Rav, Lei Safik Shabbos Zubo Vadamru, El Afilu Safik Shabbos Acheret. It's not only a Safik, the Chiddush, that Safik Nefashis is Zeichas HaShabbos, was not only Gezak Givar in a case where it's Pashat that this Shabbos is the Safik Nefashis, there's a possibility that he might die on the Shabbos. Even when there's no possibility that he might die on the Shabbos, nevertheless, we also say the din of Safik Nefashis Lahokam. There's a chance that he's going to die on a different Shabbos. So, the Chorah, the Shaila of the Gemara is, can you be Mechal Shabbos, this Shabbos which is Lefanecho, even though there's no Safik that he's going to die on this Shabbos, do you have the Rech to be Mechal Shabbos? Because you're going to save him from a death at a later time, a possible death at a later time. Is that also considered Safik Nefashis? Ebazeh, the Chorah has nothing to do with when, how long he's gonna live. How do we understand the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Heichidam, ikiyoyindam du l'tamni yemi, v'yoyim akama shabso, ma'al d'seim el yakav ad l'urto, keich lo yinich l'le tre shabso, kamash malon." The Gemara says that the Shaila of the Gemara is not just, are you mechal Shabbos in a case where he's not going to die today, but he's going to die on a different day? Because then it wouldn't make a difference whether or not he's going to die next Shabbos, or he's going to die on Tuesday, there's a possibility that he might die on next Shabbos, possibility on Tuesday, possibility on Thursday. You have the same Shaila. Can you be Mechal Shabbos today when there's no Suffolk on his life today? The only Suffolk is later on. L'chor it's Mavur from the Hemshech of Gemara. That's a different Shaila. Omdu l'tamni yemi. They were evaluated him that he has to take a medicine for 8 days. And if he doesn't, there's a possibility he's going to die on next Shabbos. The Shaila is, do you start now on this Shabbos and you Mechal this Shabbos in addition to next Shabbos? Or you push it off till tonight and that way you only have to be Mechal one Shabbos. The suffix, whether or not, is a problem to push it off. Can you push it off till tonight and be only be Mechal one Shabbos, not Mechal two Shabbos? The Chorah, Pasach Bekad, is in Mechavis. The Gemara's Kasha Lechatchila seems to be, Stamazai, can you be Mechal this Shabbos if there's no suffix Lechonecho? And the Hemshah of the Gemara seems to see that the Gemara Shaila is, by a suffix Nefashis, can you be Mechal two Shabbos, or you can only be Mechal one Shabbos? The Chorah, the Hemshah of the Shaila is not the Seifa of the Ratio. Besim the Rashash has this exact kasha, and he has numerous other kashas. It's the Chorah, Kokama, that it's the Safik that he's going to die. What's the difference between Mechal Shabbos? And why, yes, the Chorah, the Shaila of the Gemara is not kashur to Shabbos Bechlal, not kashur to 8 days, kashur Bechlal, if he's going to live for 2 days, 3 days. Remember the Rashash has the Arichus to be Mechadish Achidush Lahalacha, which the Chorah can't have, you know, go live for Lahalacha. But he says a totally different Mishnah in the Gemara. The Shaila is, what do we do with Fishitas Rashi? The Fishitas Rashi, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Mishnah in the Gemara? The Chor is Mavur. And this way it's Kamad Mavur in the Rambam. The Rambam at the beginning of Perek Beis, he seems to learn Alder Rashi also. He says, in his Halacha Lamais, he says, Ein Armim Nam Tamad Ha'erev Kadesh Lo Yilachal Lav Beis Shabbosis. I knew he learned the Halacha of the Gemara was Klape, the Ikr Nakuda, the Shaila of the Gemara was Klape Lachal Beis Shabbosis. Dahainu, are you allowed to be Mechal Beis Shabbos for Safek Nefashis? You're not allowed to be Mechal Beis Shabbos for Safek Nefashis. Now, what does that mean? Let's say a person is sick. Is the suffix whether or not he's going to die this Shabbos? Is he allowed to be mechal this Shabbos? Pasha, it's not a question. We come to next Shabbos. Suffix whether or not he's going to live through next Shabbos. Same sickness, same thing, same time, same place, next week. He has a suffix. You allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Pasha, you allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Same thing for the third week, fourth week, fifth week. That wasn't a Shabbos more. That's pasha. What? Every week you come, you have a suffix to pasha. You allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So what's the Shabbos if you allowed to be mechal two Shabbosim or one Shabbos? Especially you allowed to be mechal two Shabbosim in the same person. L'chur in the Mashmois is that it's a tiruf of both of the chalokim of the shalat together. We're talking about a suffix nefashis. That's not a suffix lefonecho. It's not a suffix which is lefonov. It's not a suffix klapi this Shabbos. If your suffix is klapi this Shabbos, there's no shalat whatsoever. It's pashit, suffix nefashis, deichas a Shabbos. Your suffix is not klapi this Shabbos. Your suffix is klapi viper. So you have something which is not, your suffix of nefashis is not lefonecho, it's not here and now. And it's also a suffix klape tu Shabbosim. Should be mechal tu Shabbosim or not? Maybe the only time that you're allowed to be mechal tu Shabbosim is after when it's clear to you that there's a suffix nefashis right here and now. But kokama that it's not clear to you, then we don't say that suffix nefashis is allowed to. Suffix nefashis is not going to allow you to be madche tu Shabbosim, tu Shabbosim, if you don't know for sure that it's a madche pikuach nefesh. If it's not a suffix lefonecho, it's not a suffix klapi de Shabbos, it's only suffix klapi vayter. Mechal two Shabbosim for a suffix who is not here. That's the Gemara Shaila. That's Gemara Mechal the Shulchan Ami. They allowed to mechal two Shabbosim. The Shaila is, what's the Chiddush? Why shouldn't you be allowed to mechal two Shabbosim? What's the difference between one Shabbos and two Shabbosim? Well, comment that you tell me something to fashion dechaz a Shabbos, and this Shabbos is also, if I don't do the start the medicine on this Shabbos, I'm coming to something to fashion. Then why shouldn't I be able to mechal a Shabbos? What's the tzad that I shouldn't be able to mechal a Shabbos? The second R is l'chora the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein oisim dvar malalu loy de nachum loy di kusim, ela ide gedoyli Yisrael, vein oimrim yasu dvar malalu loy alpi nachum loy alpi kusim." Avim it's not from the Daz l'chora. Ein oimrim la yasu dvar malalu alpi kusim alpi nachum alpi kusim. It's machlekes yishenim how to learn. Rashi learns that if a woman says that it's a matzav of pikuach nefesh, then we don't believe her to mechal shalim. The shalim is from us. L'chora loy gar from a suffik pikuach nefesh. Maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. But is it Tzad that she knows what she's talking about? Is it a possibility? Some people say no. The Chura means the Svekele Nafka. A Goy, maybe Goy has no Nemanis Bechlal. A woman, why should she have no Nemanis? It's not even a Tzafik Bikoch Nefesh. Tzafik Bikoch Nefesh is not even such a massive that she'd be Tzafik Bikoch Nefesh Dechaz HaShabbos. So the truth is that not all the Rishenim learn the same way. All the Rishenim learn different Pshatim in Lo Yatsa Dvar Malala Api Noshim. The Ram brings down two Pshatim. The Rif seems to understand that we don't give it to women. We don't tell women to be mefakeach pikuach nefesh in a certain instance. There shouldn't be mahar to say that they're being mechal Shabbos. That they don't want to be mechal Shabbos, and they're giving it to us to be mechal Shabbos. That's one pshat. Another pshat that Ram brings down is that you don't allow women to work in it by themselves because we're scared they're going to be mesatzel, and therefore men aren't going to be mesatzel. Women is achshash, grim is achshash, they're going to be mesatzel. Therefore, we don't allow them to do it by themselves. But if they say the mashmois would be. They're not misyachas to the Shaila Bechlal. They're not misyachas to Rashi Shaila if a woman says to Mechal Shabbos. But the whole apach is with that Rashi that learns that the Gemara's Kipshuta, Ila Yasu Advar Malala Apinashim, means that the woman shouldn't, I have no name on it, to say that it's a Masa Bikoch Nefesh, the Chero. The whole apach is there should be a Safik, Safik Nefesh, the Dechaz HaShabbos. And the Hemshach Gemara is also Shver according to Rashi. The Gemara says, Ava Mitzar from the Das Acheres. What does it mean, Mitzar from the Das Acheres? That if you have three people saying that it's not a Masa Bikoch Nefesh, and two people saying that it is a Masa Bikoch Nefesh, and the woman is the third person that says that it's a matzav bikoach nefesh, she can even out the count that it should be 3 against 3, and it'll be considered a matzav bikoach nefesh, she should be deichas a Shabbos. Now, the Bach is ma'ir, and that's them all the Rishenim has the kasha, that l'chor the Gemara is mefurish on that pei beis, that lo yizlinu baser reiv deis. That we don't go baser reiv deis, when it gets pei gimel. That we don't go baser reiv deis, when it gets to bikoach nefesh. That means that if you have two people that say it's a matzav bikoach nefesh, even if you have 100 people saying that it's not a matzav bikoach nefesh, we don't care. It's still a suffix. Ein ofen bikoach nefesh acharayv. And memeila, it's still together suffix bikoach nefesh, and therefore you can be mechal shabbos. What's Pshat Rashi that says that if it would be 3 against 2, then you wouldn't be mechal shabbos. The truth is that it's really machlekes rishonim. The Rambam learns not that it's a mishal had to learn the Gemara. And Tafresh Yudches, the Beis Yosef has an arichas when he gets this. He says the sheiltis or vachoygoyim in sheiltis. And the Rambam and Rashi are all mafurish that we taka go baser reiv deis, and 3 against 2 we taka wouldn't be mechal shabbos. And hogum for kasha zozan azay, that's the halacha of the seder. Why isn't that a suffix? Why is it Nesamim? Besides the fact that Lehedi and the Hemshech Gemara that Loyaz Lino Basar Arayv, by Pekuach Nefesh, we don't go Basar Arayv, Shmuel says. Maybe that's also a Machlaikis, like we said, it's on the run. But Lechur, even when you have 3 and 2 and it's a Arayv, if you have 100 against 99, it's also a Arayv. It's not a Safi Pekuach Nefesh. It's not a Shaila of a Safi Pekuach Nefesh that you can be Dechas HaShavas. Lechur, Ein Davar Emri B'nei Pekuach Nefesh, and we know that some Bikuch Nefesh has a din of Avada Bikuch Nefesh L'chura. L'chura, you have 99 doctors telling you that it's a Matzah Bikuch Nefesh. And it's fake L'Nafka L'chura. What's the B'shat that we're not Machal Shabbos in such a case? The truth is that it's ready in the Mishnah before like that. Klap Yishara Vemis. Misha Ochze Bumen. I'm Pekim Olam Anav. Machil Nasei Filad Varm Tumeo Chirino. Misha Nasra Kelev Shreita. Ein Machil Nasei Mechatzah Kovit Shalei. Rebi Yasa Mein Chorish Matir. Machlek is Tanoim Tanakam Ramas Mein Chorish. Whether or not somebody gets bitten by a rabid dog, whether or not you could feed him from the liver of the dog that bit him, because it was known to be a certain type of refuah. Are you allowed to do that or not? Tanakhama says you're not allowed to, and Rav Masi Ben Chorish says you're allowed to. What's the machlekes? Says Rashi. Afa pishanoi again a reif in refuah zu, ein refuah gemura lahatul le'itzer behima tmeya kol alkach. It's not a refuah gemura to master the itzer behima tmeya. Rav Masi Ben Chorish says, because our refuah gemura, it's machlekes, and then it's a refuah gemura. So lechura v'das Rashi. What do you mean? You have a shaila whether or not it's a refuah gemura. That's not a suffering nefashis. You have a matzav of piguach nefesh over here. A suffering whether or not this is going to help him or it's not going to help him. Why is it different than a suffering piguach nefesh? Chur should be no different. A suffering of a refuah from a suffering piguach nefesh. What's the difference between the two cases? You have a matzav of suffering piguach nefesh. Lechura, you are allowed. It's not a refuah gemura. What medicine is a refuah gemura? Is anything that works 100% for everybody? Something works 100%. This antibiotics work 90%, and 10% it doesn't work. And then the ingredient built up the antibiotics doesn't work. There's plenty of medicines that don't work for different people. The Meila Lechura, very good, that's not a Fu Gemura, but it's a whole part of the Suffolk. The Rambam says a different shot. The Rambam says that it's a Segula. It does work, we know that it works, but maybe it's not 100%. We know that it works, but it's only Refuah Seguli, he says. And the only time that we're Matzah Shabbos, there's a Shabbos. Is dafka for a fool which is al pi derech hateva, so which is not al pi derech hateva, so ein kuchim chazak kol kach, and therefore you're not allowed to be derech shabbos. Chur, you have the same kasha. It works or it doesn't work. It works, so then it's pekuach nefesh. Why shouldn't we do it? So I saw the Radvaz, Tzitz Eliezer quotes a shalsa chuser Radvaz, that he's got a mechal between Rashi and the Rambam. He says the b'das Rashi is taken after shver. It's not refuah gemura. That means that it's a suffik refuah. A suffik refuah is Taker Namachal Shabbos. Safek Nefashis, you're doing a Shabbos. Safek Refuah, you're not doing a Shabbos. What does it mean, Safek Nefashis, Safek Refuah? It says because Safek Nefashis means that you know that he's in a Matzev where it could very well be a Sakana. Safek Refuah means that I don't know whether or not this is considered a Refuah. He's in a Matzev because Nefesh, I don't know whether this is considered a Refuah. So if you're going to matter that, so you're going to matter everything. There's nothing that you can't matter because, hey, you never know. Anything is possible, it might work. There's always some possibility. So then you're going to come to matter for Chol Shabbos, you're going to come to matter everything. Kol Havli Atipshim is. His lashon is Hatam Shim Hayu Matirim Safek Refuah Hayu Boin Lechal Shabbos B'Dvarim Shlo Yoyilu V'Lo Yatzilu Kahav Liatipshim. Chen Leni Lechilu B'Dvarim Tveim. The same thing when you get to Chol Shabbos. The same thing when you get to B'Dvarim Tveim. Once you say, yeah, it's a Safek. Hey, you never know. It might work. So then you're going to get Chol Shabbos for anything. And Mamela, really, could ask the same thing by Savin Nefashis. Anything, hey, anything could be Savin Nefashis. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, the whole Fashis, that's the Rambam, he says. That's the Rambam that it's a Segula. Fine, it's a Segula. But it works. There's a good sign that it works. It's not a Refuah Sheni Gemura. It's a Refuah Gemura. Just as by Oifin Segula. So it says, Lachor, it should be Loi Gar from Yisubi Dait of Yerledis. They let me Mechal Shabbos to calm them down. On the side that it's going to work, it's certainly to calm them down. And in Bechal, we see the Hemshach Gemara that outstrikes Sveka, you can be Mechal Shabbos. Chur, you have the same horror over here that it's Machem Bikuach Nefesh, Tavik Bikuach Nefesh, Hakamun, and Mechal Shabbos. The Hemshech of the Gemara is also Shver. The Gemara says, Mechabin umasikin, you're allowed to put out a fire. In fact, the Gemara, Lomali, what's the Chiddush? You already told me three different cases that a Tavik Nefesh is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Afilu Lechot Acheres. Afilu Lechot Acheres, says Rashi, the Lake of Bechot Zuv and Nefesh is Bechot Acheres, and Mechal Moiktanim. The first Chotzer has a fire, the second Chotzer has young children or older, elderly people, and they can't get out. And the chiddush is you let to put out the fire in this chatzar to save the people in the next chatzar. The shayla is mavan avshach. Is it a vada that the fire is going to get to the next chatzar? Then it's a vada nefashis. What's the chiddush? It's a vada biguv nefesh. Elamai it's a vada that it's not going to get to the next chatzar. It's partially you can't put it out. Elamai it's a suffix whether or not it's going to get to the next chatzar. That's the way we did a suffix nefashis. That's the din of the Mishnah that we said, Tavin Fashad Lachal. That's the din of the Bryce. Before in the Bryce, then it's Tavin Fashad Lachal. This is Bryce Alain that says, Mechamim Mavsikim. The first case is the kid gets locked in the room. It's a Vade Pikuach Nevesh? No, it's not a Vade, it's a Sufik. Sufik Pikuach Nevesh, Sufik Nefashad, the Dechaz Shabbos. What's the shayla? What's the chiddush of dleiga b'chatzar acheres? That you're not allowed to be mechal. That there were the havamina. You wouldn't be able to be mechal Shabbos. Kamash malim be able to be mechal Shabbos. The hemshich of the Gemara is also shayla chero. The Gemara says the Gemara is mechalik. When do we go b'asar roiv? Shmuel says ein hochem b'pikuach nefesh achar roiv. The Gemara says stira. The Gemara says loy tzricha. Oh, the part loy kasha. It's not shmer. Hadi parshi kulo, hadi parshi mitzvasai. The way that Rashi learns, and big machlokes rishenim, we'll go with Rashi for now. The way that Rashi learns, and this is Pashtas al Tesis learns also, Tesis God has one ha'ar in Rashi, but that's Pashtas al Tesis learns, also al derech Rashi, that the parshi kulo, when everybody moved from chatzar A to chatzar B, that's when, if it's nafal leiko on some of them, that nafal agal on some of them, then we say kol the parish. Then we say that even though we should say, call the parsh Miruba Parsh, tell me that it's a goy, nevertheless, Ein Hochem Bikuch Nefesh Achar Reiv. However, by Parsh Mitzasayu, you have 10 people in a chotzer, and a few of them leave, and Nofel Agal on some of those people, then we say, call the parsh Miruba Parsh, and we don't say, Ein Hochem Bikuch Nefesh Achar Reiv. By Parsh Kula, we say, Ein Hochem Bikuch Nefesh Achar Reiv, and by Parsh Mitzasayu, we say, Hochem Bikuch Nefesh Achar Reiv. The shaila is, what's the difference between the two cases? So really the shaila is, why ain't hocham b'pikuach nefesh achar reiv? So Tosfos says, on Pei Amud Aleph, Oymeri, nine times ain't hocham b'pikuach nefesh achar reiv, b'shem desi v'chai v'em, v'lo yish yamas v'em, b'shla yuchal lovei b'shum inyan yidei mitzvos Yisrael. Sometimes you know you have a raya min ha-shamayim that you're going al derech ha-emes, time to gavach, v'chai v'em, is this week's parasha. That means that we should be going right to next week also. The V'chai Behem tells you Shloyuchu Lovoi B'Shum Inim Yidei Mitzvot Yisrael, that you can't come to the Shmiras HaMitzvot, can't bring to Mitzvot Yisrael. Rashi says Kemat the same thing on Amud Beis. Asher Yasa Adam HaMitzvot Sheyichye Behem Vaday V'Loi Sheyovoi B'Asiyosu Lidei Safik Misa Alma Mechalein Ala Safik. Shmiras HaMitzvot can't bring a person to a Safik Misa. That's how we know. That's how we know that you're mechal al safik. And Tosfos takes it even one short advice, and he says that's how we know that even if there's a roiv to say that it's not that there's no safik nefashas over here, nevertheless, we're still going to be mekum. If that's the case, shlo yuchol lovei b'shum ini lidei mitzvos Yisrael. So what's the difference between the case of parshi kulu and parshi mitzvasayu? Even in the case of parshi mitzvasayu, you have ten people in one room. Nine of them are goyim, one is a yid. One person leaves, and a house falls down on that one person. So we say Holchan Acharev, and we say that it's a guy, it's not a yin, you know, I mean, Mechal Shabbos. The Shaila is, V'chaibim tells you, that Shlo Yuchul Lovay B'Shumin in the Mitzvot Yisrael. If you're going to now be, not be Mechal Shabbos, you're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvot, you're going to keep the Mitzvot Shabbos, then there's a possibility that you're keeping the Mitzvot Shabbos is going to bring to the death of this yin. It could be that it's a yin. And V'chaibim tells me that even when there's a right to say that it's not a yin, you can't, Yuchul Lovay B'Shumin in the Mitzvot Yisrael. What's the makom to be mechalek between Parshi Kulu and Parshi Mitzvasayu? Not only that, it's the Chorim before the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishnah Nafal Av Ma'Poilis, Mai Kamar, Loi Mi Boi Kamar, Loi Mi Boi Safek Husham, Safek Einu Shom, Dimisa Chayu Demafakin, El Afilu Safek Chay Safek Meis Mafakin, Loi Mi Boi Safek Chay Safek Meis Yisrael, Afilu Safek Kusi Safek Yisrael Mafakin. The Gemara says that we have three Sveikas together, three Sveikas. Not only is Safek whether or not he's there, a suffix whether or not, even if he's there, a suffix whether or not he's alive. And not even a suffix whether or not he's alive, even a suffix whether or not he's a yid or a guy, we'll also mafak on a sagal. The Maga Mishnah, when he quotes this halacha, he says, Mavur in the Gemara, that even by a svek sveiko, not only that, it says three svekos, even by a svek sveiko, to say that it's not a yid who's alive, nevertheless, you're glad to be Mechal Shabbos. Like a Mishnah asks, he says, how do you know to learn the Gemara like that? Maybe the Gemara, each one is a bigger chiddush, it's three different scenarios. A suffix of if he's there, if he's not there. Or, you have a different case. A suffix whether or not you know that he's there. A suffix whether or not he's alive or he's dead. Or, a third case. A suffix whether or not it's a goy or it's a yid. But how do you know that each one builds off the next one? So, the truth is, Halacha L'maaseh, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down this Gemara and they say, Afal pi sheyish kama sveikas badavar. Even though there's kama sveikas badavar, it's mavur like the Maggid Mishnah, that even by a sveik sveiko, it's taka, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Shaila is, how do they know not to learn the Gemara like this?
Maybe because each suffix is not more of a chiddush than the next one.
A suffix whether or not he's there or he's not there. Is that any different than a suffix whether or not it's a goy or it's a yid? You have the same shayla. Is there a yid there or is not a yid there? What's more, what was the taste of the chiddush of suffix goy, suffix Yisrael, more than suffix sham, suffix inisham? It's the same shayla. You have a shayla whether or not a yid is there. I don't know whether or not he's there. I don't know whether or not it's a goy or it's a yid. It's muchach that each one is building off the next one, and it's a svek sveko, and it's not just. If you look at the lechem mishnah, at the end of the day, taka comes out to Rav Magid. It's different. Hechrich hechoch alekim. He says in Echonami, svek sveko is also enough to michal Shabbos. Eba say that svek sveko is enough to michal Shabbos. So then, what's the tzad that by roiv ain ochem because nefesh acharoiv? Svek sveko is the chori the same thing like a roiv. Svek sveko is b'fat the way that the Rashi, the first Rashi learns that svek sveko, the reason why svek sveko. We go the kula, or we go with the way of the svek sveko, is because it's roiv sudden to be mekel, or roiv sudden to be machmer, whatever one it is. So as a din, svek sveko is a din of roiv. So if we see that even by svek sveko, that we're mekel by pikuach nefesh, the chur, why should be any different than the case of parish makes tasaya? We say, zina basar roiv, why should go basar roiv? The chur, it's a stuff of pikuach nefesh. Al derech zeh, remember Musgur, just because a few of the oilam were ma'ir this nekuda, and it's al derech this same ha'aro, and that is the gemara with the fish. The gemara says, "I would have had a havamino when a kid falls into the lake, and the shaila is should he run to Bezdin to ask them for rishus whether or not he's allowed to save the kid or not?" The gemara says, "No, you don't have to run to Bezdin." In fact, the gemara, what's the chiddush? Says the gemara, even though when you're going to stick out the net to save the kid, you're going to also save the kid and get some fish, and the guy's interested in fish. He's coming for the 9 days, he needs fish. He's interested. Yesh l'terech b'dogim. Nevertheless, you don't have to ask Bezdin. Shaila is, fek zecha shaila, what's the chiddush? Pikuach nefesh, this kid's going to die. You don't have to Bezdin. Because the guy might need to go, because the guy likes fish, therefore we should let the kid die? What was the havamino? What's the tzad to say that we should have to run to Bezdin just because? Also, aderech zeh, that l'chor, we see that there's certain nekuda that not always are we going to matter of pikuach nefesh. L'chor, those are the aris that we had. First of all, what's the difference between one Shabbos and two Shabbos that we saw at the beginning of the Gemara? Where's the Machlokes between Mechalek? Why don't Noshim Shaf feel a suffix when they get to Pikuach Nefesh? Why isn't the refuah of a Chotzer Kovid of the dog even together suffix to Mechal Shabbos on it? How come the Mitzar from the Das Acheres, how come if you have three against three, it's not even together suffix of Pikuach Nefesh, not Michal Shabbos? Tleike b'chotzer acheres, what's the tzad that chotzer acheres is any different than any other case? Why should it be a tzad yishinu b'chal Shabbos? What's the difference between Parshi Kulu, Parshi Mektasayu? L'chura, even by Parshi Mektasayu, L'chura, it's a shayla b'chotzer acheres, L'yuchol lovi b'shum b'din d'ye b'chotzer acheres. What's the tzad to be machmer in these cases? L'chura mevur mikol anal is that even though we paskin that the Maskanos HaGemara, which I hope the Olam saw on Peyam and Beis, the Gemara gives numerous possibilities from where we learn out that you're allowed to be Doicha Shabbos, Mokam Bikoch Nefesh. And the Gemara comes out as Masik L'chor like Shmuel, it seems, the Gemara is Masik L'Shul, we'll have to see L'Halach L'Maisa, whether or not we ever are Choshesh for the other Shitas also, because there are Nafkaminis that come out L'Halacha that won't be Negev to Shmuel, won't be Negev, only we will only be able to make all according to the other Shitas. But according to Shmuel, it comes out that we learn the head to be Derech Hashabbos from Mokim Bikoach Nefesh from V'chai Bahem Sheyasa Adam Ba Adam V'chai Bahem V'dashim V'loi Sheyomas Bahem, which means even the Gemara is before in the Gemara that even if there's a suffix that he's going to die, that's also Shema Yomas Bahem, that the Shmiras HaMitzvahs has to bring to Vadai that the person is going to stay alive. If there's even a suffix that he's not going to stay alive, V'chai Bahem tells me that you Machal Shabbos. Aderech Tesis, what Tesis says, Shal Yuchol Ovei Bishumin L'Dimitzis Yisrael. V'chai Bahem tells me that you're Mechal Shabbos for Safik Nefashis. Now, V'chai Bahem, the emes is that it's not just when it gets to Shabbos. V'chai Bahem is the drasha that we learn out, Kol HaTorah Kula, that it's Deiche, and that we're Madcha all the Averis and all the Mitzvahs, the Mokin Pikuach Nefesh. Rashi says in Pei Beis Amud Beis, he says, when it gets to my chosis, the Dama Dach Sumuk Tvei, you would have thought that you should be able to kill somebody else to save your own life. Why would you want to be a matir killing somebody else to save your own life? And if I'm not going to kill him, I'm going to keep the Torah, I'm not going to kill him, then it's going to be a Tzav Nefashis. Or a Vada Nefashis. Taimer shall davar l'fisha chaviva nafshon shal Yisrael lefnei amakam yitzer min ha-mitzvah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu tevatel ha-mitzvah v'yichi hazeh. Says Rashi is learning that v'chayvim tells you klapi omer that chaviva nafshon shal Yisrael yitzer min ha-mitzvah. That means any mitzvah except for Gil Reish v'chit Amor v'yitzer. Like we'll see. But Be'etzem v'chayvim is the mekor not just b'negiyat Shabbos, also b'negiyat kol haTorah kulo. Why did the Gemara ever say l'chayin amir? So why did the Gemara only handle? Why did the Gemara only ask b'negiyat Shabbos? We're not in the book Shabbos. It's a b'negiyat kol haTorah kulo. So I saw the Tzitz Eliezer. He says that I would have a havamino since Shabbos is shikula k'neged avodah zarah. It says that shikula k'avodah zarah. And the mumur lechal Shabbos like a mumur l'avodah zarah. So I'd have a havamino that it's more chomer than all the rest of the mitzvahs. In the same way that by avodah zarah, we know that ain't a davar mifrei b'kuch nefesh el gilurai shiv zom avodah zarah. You talk avodah zarah, you have to give up your life. I would have thought that Shabbos is takal avodah zarah. But merely, gemara is mechadish that by Shabbos in echanam you don't have to give up your life. V'yesh b'nei tzintam to be mitzayin to pesach frank and mikoy kodesh in yom ha'roim hikaki kres. He says, how come you don't have to be? Somebody is ma'anis somebody to be mechal Shabbos. How come a person doesn't have to give up his life? If we know that Shabbos is Chomer, because Avodah Zarah, the same way that by Avodah Zarah he has to give up his life, by Shabbos also, Shmir Shabbos, he also has to give up his life. So he brings the answer for the Maral Diskin that he says, in a Chanami Betzen, he should have to, but only be if it would be an Issa Daraisa. If somebody is forcing somebody else to be Mechal Shabbos, then it's always a Malacha Shem Yisrich Lagufa. You're doing the Malacha not for the purpose of the Malacha. You're only doing it to save your life. Therefore, it's a malacha. She'in etzrich l'guf shem malacha. The only time that it's considered a malacha daraisa is when you're doing the malacha for the purpose of the malacha. But if you're doing the malacha for a different purpose, then in chanami, it's considered a malacha she'in etzrich l'guf. So he says the goyin milublin was madche dvarav. He says by pikuach nefesh, we see not that way. He says by pikuach nefesh deichas haShabbos. Pikuach nefesh, you're not doing it to save your life, really. You're doing it to save your life. You're not doing it because the guy is forcing you. You're doing it because you need this thing. You want to be mavashal to be able to. And we see that Zeicha Shabbos also. What right do we have to do? Ein shon shemafal b'dvar. But it's interesting. B'chlal. When you get to Malach Shem Yitzchik Lagufo, all that we spoke last month, for those that were here, what's considered Malach Shem Yitzchik Lagufo, what's not considered Malach Shem Yitzchik Lagufo, it's this shayla is really a good shayla of how do we define Malach Shem Yitzchik Lagufo. If a person is knowingly being mevashel because somebody forced them to be mevashel, he says, if you're not mevashel, then I'm going to take away your life. I'm going to shoot you. So then the reason why the guy's being mevashel, he's being mechavin to be mevashel. The reason why he's doing it is to save his life. It's for a different reason. But his kavanah to be mevashel is to be mevashel. He's being mevashel. He doesn't need the bishel, but he's going to be mevashel. Nevertheless, you don't have the time. That's the mevashel in the gufa. Either way, from v'chai behem, we learn out that loy sheyamas behem, that Shmir Shabbos can bring to something nefashis. Nevertheless, it's muchach that not every case do we mat you to be mechal Shabbos and mechal kol mitzvahs just to save your life. Dugma l'davar ain't davar mitzvah pikuach nefesh except for chot migil d'ra'ay shechas amavay d'zor. That means even though pikuach nefesh is so chomer and mechaybem tells me that you're supposed to save yourself and not to be ervan avirus, there are certain cases that we say not that way. There are certain cases that we say that the things that are more chomer than pikuach nefesh and it can't be mechal. Now the same way that real pikuach nefesh by gil rashi from some of the zohar, the certain gedorim, and we don't always mask you to give up to be mechal to be over on averis to save your life. So too with regard to the gather of safek nefashis, which is deichas haShabbos, there are also certain gedorim. What's considered a safek nefashis to get to the klal of Safek nefashis deichas haShabbos. The Hainu is nischadish in v'chai behem that Safek nefashis has the same din as Vade nefashis. If we know for sure that a guy, if he doesn't, is not mechal Shabbos, he's going to die, it's pasha that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. In Shmuel's nischadish in v'chai behem that even when it's a Safek nefashis, it has the same din as the Vade nefashis, they're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If it is a Safek that he might die today, then also allowed to be mechal Shabbos. The question is, what defines something as a Safek? How you magdir something as a safek pikuach nefesh? To be magdir something as a safek pikuach nefesh, not every case is considered pikuach nefesh. Memelo, coming back to our shayla, we asked, one of our shaylas that we asked, what's the difference between parshi miktasayu and parshi kuloi? By parshi kuloi, Rashi says, there, lo yazinim basar ruba, it's pikuach nefesh, lo yazinim basar roiv. However, parshi miktasayu, there we do go basar roiv. We said, what's the difference? The chor is a chance that it's a yid. What should be the difference between the two cases? Betam Rashi is in Siachas to the Shaila, and Rashi says there's a difference. One of them is Chazik Yisrael, and one of them is not Chazik Yisrael. In the first, where do we say that we don't go Batzer Rav? When we know for sure that there's Yisrael here. In the case that you know that there's Yisrael here, then you got to a matziv where there's the Safek Bikuach Nefesh. Because you know that there's a Yid involved. Where you don't even know that there's a Yid involved, that there's a possibility that there's a Yid involved, but you don't know for sure there's a Yid involved, then you haven't brought yourself into a matziv of Safek Bikuach Nefesh. Safek Bikuach Nefesh means once you already know that there's a Yid here, and I know that he's an Amatzev Bikuach Nefesh, or Safek Bikuach Nefesh, then we have all the klalim that you can be Mechal Shabbos. You don't even know that there's a Yid here, so you never got that Amatzev in the first place. You were never Machnas yourself the Amatzev of Safek Bikuach Nefesh. Theoretically, you could say that that's Pshat in the Gemara. We ask, what's the difference between Safek Sham, Safek Enu Sham? Safek Goy, Safek Pusi. What's the difference between the two cases? So, Safek Sham, Safek Enu Sham, Be'etzem, you could say, means that you don't even know if he went inside. The Safek Sham, Safek Enu Sham means that you know that he, I'm sorry, you know that he was inside and you don't know if he left. So, in that case, you know for sure that there was a Yid there. It was this chazik that there was a Yid. I don't know that he left. So therefore, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. By Safek Yid, Safek Goy, you don't even know that there was a Yid there. You don't even know Bechlal whether or not there was a Yid there. And Memela, it's a bigger chiddush to say that even in such a case, we're Mechal Shabbos. So there's a big machlekes achreinim, la'alach la'maisa, between the Tezef Shabbos and the Shabbos. The Machzor Shekel brings it down. We'll see it, Bezer Hashem, in Shin Chof Tez. In this shayla exactly. What's the halacha if you don't know Safek Sham, Safek Enu Sham? Is that talking about where you know that he's inside and you don't know if he left? Or you don't know if he came inside in the first place? Does the Shabbos ask if you know that he was inside and you don't know if he left? In fact, it says the Shabbos, what's the difference between the two cases? It's both the same case. You have a suffix, whether or not there's a Pikuach Nefesh. Whether I have a suffix, whether or not he... I know that he works in the Twin Towers. I don't know if he got out in time or I don't know if he got to work in time. What's the difference? Either way, I have a suffix, whether or not he's there. What's the difference between the two cases? Lalach la'maitzah the mishabur is meduik, though he doesn't quote not the Shabbos, not the Tzeisev Shabbos, doesn't for some reason. He says k'la'achar yad. He says the only time that we say the safek is dafka in a case where you know for sure that he was there, and you don't know if he got out in time. But if you don't know if he went in the first place, then we don't say the safek. That's not considered something to fashion. So we see that not every case is mugdur, even though be'etzem is a safek. You have a question mark here, but that's not mugdur like safek nefashis. That doesn't have the klal of safek nefashis that you should be able to be mechal Shabbos. Now, al derech zeh lechur is mavur from the Bach. This yisoid it seems to be clear in the Bach. The Bach says, "The Gemara will see Beis Hashem this coming week." Vinegeh to your ledes. The halacha is that your ledes has a din of somebody who is a suffix of pikuach nefesh, and therefore you let be mechal Shabbos for your ledes. When is a woman considered your ledes? Me'emes type psicha sakever says the Gemara. When is a woman lechur? The Gemara is asking. When is a woman mugdal like your ledes? The Gemara gives three different options. Either when her friends are carrying her, two, she sits down on the birthing stool, three, when dam is already coming out of her body. Pashas, it goes in a chronological order. La'alach lamai, so the Rif Pasan is like the most chomer shita, the last shita. Fek the Ramban, Fek the Ran, Fek the Rush, the Oma, Tmiya, Blaib Tarachim, Tzach Nefashas Lahakam. Basically, when he brings it down, he also brings down Pashas, Tzach Nefashas Lahakam, that's Rif Pasan, the Shulchan Aruch. You go like the earliest possible time. In fact, the Bach, what's Pshat Taka in the Rif? Says the Bach like this. The only time that we can be Mechal Shabbos is when we know that she's Yeledes. Over here, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila is, when is Psichus HaKever? Where's that? When there's Psichus HaKever, that's when she's Yeledes. The Mashmois is, that Gufa to find out whether or not she's in the gather of Tzav Pikuach Nefesh, if I know that she's Yeledes, then it's Pasha that I'm Mechal Shabbos, even for the smallest things. That's Pasha, that's already, she's in that gather, and therefore I'll not be Mechal Shabbos. But what gets her into that gather? How do I know if she's in that gather in the first place? Who says that? That also tells me something about Nefesh, Dechaz HaShabbos. If there's 1 in 100 chance that it's a possibility that something might be a Pikuach Nefesh, that also puts somebody into a Pikuach Nefesh, that's before you got to the Matzav where you know that the person is in a Pikuach Nefesh. Once they're in the Matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, then Mechal Shabbos for everything. We go Lekula Vekula. But we don't even know if you're in that Matzav in the first place. To get somebody into that Matzav, then in a Hanami, there's certain gedar on what's considered Tzav Pikuach Nefesh and what's not considered Pikuach Nefesh. Now, Bechlal, even when you get the Pikuach Kiyodua, Alderach, the Yesh Lohistif, that the same way that not every Pikuach Nefesh were Madche, every time that we have the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, it doesn't mean that we Madche things straight up. That everything is Mutzah straight up, Kiyodua, there's Machlekis, whether or not Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh or the Chuy Eitzel Pikuach Nefesh. Machlekes Rishenim, Pashtis, whether or not it's the Rambam says clearly at the beginning of the second paragraph of Shabbos,
The Shabbos is the chuyei till Pekuach Nefesh.
Where does he learn it from? The Ketzer Mishnah says there's no Gemara about it. Where does he learn it from? Says the Ketzer Mishnah, we have a famous machlokes in Pesachim, but he gets a tumo hutra mitzvah or not. If you have that Rav of Klal Yisrael is tummy or Rav Tanim, then tumo hutra mitzvah, and you're allowed to bring karbanos even though they're tummy. Is that hutra or dechuyu? Machlokes in the Gemara.
Says the Ketzer Mishnah, the same way that you're passing that tumo is
dechuyu mitzvah. That means that if you have another way to do it, that you shouldn't have to do it with tumo. Or do you need a tzitz to be merata if you did it betumah?
It says we pass it to dechuyah. It's not
mutter straight up. We're being doicha a mitzvah.
It's not kibbutz is no mitzvah. We're being doicha the mitzvah here.
You're allowed to be doicha the mitzvah. It's going to be doicha the mitzvah. So too says the Ketzer Mishnah, the same way that over there we pass it that tumah is dechuyah betzibur.
So too being against the Shabbos, we pass it that Shabbos is dechuyah.
It's a pekuach nefesh. We know that it's mutter. The same way that tumah is mutter betzibur, and we say it's dechuyah. So to be Pekuach Nefesh is Mascha Shabbos, it's also Dechuyah, it's not Hutra. And that's how the Rashba goes in Tshuva. However, the Rush over here in Yuma, he says, he brings down the Marmi Rotenberg, that it's Hutra, it's Hutra.
Now, L'chor, there's a Mefurish Gemara that says, like the Rambam, be much like the Rambam. See, Bez Hashem, that Gemara view, that this Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph, Kuf Chav Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that
when, if a woman is Yoledes and she needs oil, whatever reason she needs oil, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to bring her oil. The Gemara says, how should you bring it to her? Bring it to her in your hand. If it's not enough, then you should bring it to her in the hair. If it's not enough, to bring it with a kli. So the Gemara says, what's the reason you should do it in this order?
The Gemara says, because Kama Dafshal Shinui Meshaninin. You're right, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you can do it in Oifen of Shinui, you should do it in Oifen of Shinui. Mashmoy says, that even though it's hutra, she's in a master of sabi kuch nefesh, and you let this, nevertheless, we say that kamadav shal shinui mishaninun.
If you can do it with a shinui, do it with a shinui. The only shal is that dafka by yeledes or not? That we'll see in shin chav ches, we say to bring down, like it's shinui.
The Ramban learns that's by everybody,
and the Rambam learns no, it's dafka by yeledes.
He only brings down the talam by yeledes, not by yeledes, sabi kuch nefesh.
But the Rambam holds the chuyu, and nevertheless he says that only dafka over here. You have to say that there's another reason why your lens might be different. But be'etzem, this shayla of hutra dechuya is la'alach la'mais, we seem to pass in that it's Shabbos is dechuya, it's a b'kod nefesh, which means that there might be certain times that we'll try not to be mechal Shabbos, that even when we have heter, when we got to the masav of b'kod nefesh, but it's not a straight up heter that we allow you to do everything and anything. And al derech zeh, be'etzem yikotayno, with regard to the case of the fish. In the case of the fish, not everything do we matter from welcome to go to nefesh. Just if a person will be over on Isser Shabbos of catching fish, can that one matter else to go to nefesh? The truth is that the Achrayim really asked that there's a Mefurish Gemara that seems to say that way. The Gemara of Nachas Samach Dalet, we saw last month, says there's a machlokes between Rava and Rava. If a teenager falls into the lake, a kid falls into the lake, and somebody goes ahead and he's mechavin to catch fish and catch the kid. At the same time, what's halacha? Chalitza in Rabban Rava, whether or not you're chayiv or pater. Now, on the tzad that he's chayiv, that means that he's mechavin to catch the fish. He's mechayiv. Mechuyiv means mechuyiv skilam. If there's two edim there, mechuyiv chafetz, which means if there's two edim there, it's chayiv skilam. So if he's chayiv skilam, if he does this, then the chayiv shouldn't do it, and he should let the kid die. That means even though it's matzah pikuach nefesh, not in every case are we deicha pikuach nefesh, are we deicha averis mokem pikuach nefesh? That would be the mashmoit. I handled this a little bit with the oilam a little bit, some of the oilam. Let's give a mashal maladar dimna. Okay, what's going to be? You're outside, and Rahman al-Hassan, we hear the car going around. It says, Chaim Yankal HaKatan, he's Ben Arba, and he needs to have Hashtalak Klaya. He has to have a kidney transplant. The only place they can do the kidney transplant is in America, and he needs $200,000 for it. They're trying to collect, they get $20,000, $180,000 short. If he doesn't have the transplant, he's not going to be able to live. The only way for him to do the transplant is in America. What happens if he doesn't have the money? Rahman al-Hassan. He doesn't have the money, he doesn't get the transplant, he's lifting. Why doesn't he just steal the money? Go to the next door neighbor, he knows he's a rich guy, steal the money, start pickpocketing people. What's the big deal? Ein lecha davar emir b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Start pickpocketing people. Are you allowed to do that or not? Why not? If that's not true, how come we can't start stealing from people? The truth is that it's Mefurish Gemara. This shayla is before Gemara in Bava Kama Samach Aleph Beis. The Gemara says David HaMelech was in the field, in fields owned by Yidden that had barley and other things that were growing, and there were plishtim that were hiding inside of the fields, and he wanted to know, he sent a shayla to Sanhedrin whether or not he's allowed to burn down the fields that are owned by the Yidden to save his life from the plishtim that are hanging out there. Says the Gemara, but you're a melech, and therefore a melech is per together, and therefore you're allowed to. The Gemara says, Lahedio. Rashi seems to learn that way. Then in Chanami, you're not allowed to save your life. However, if you look at this is Lahedio, not that way. This is the whole shadow of the Gemara is whether or not you have to pay afterwards. But certainly, in the Chadar, you're going to go on Nefesh. For sure, you're allowed to steal one. For sure, you're allowed to burn down his Gaddish. Not only that, Ramoshe. Thank you. Ramesha Kagan was assigned to Ramesha in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Yudalet. He learned, he says, Kepshutai Kelachar Yad. He says that Efshar Lafarash Barashi Ben Inachar. Even Rashi that says that he would have given up in his life not to do it. The Chetchila, he says that was just Zavon HaMelech because he was a Chosid, he was Machmer Latzma, he was Betech HaNekadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Poshit, Ein Lechadar, Ein Fikuch Nefesh. And therefore, you're allowed to steal. In a Chanami, you would be allowed to steal. Now, he's actually Messiah in the Gemara in Ksubas that everybody should know. The Gemara says that if Edom comes, and say to somebody, sign that Reuven owes Shimon $100,000, and if you don't, then I'm going to kill you. The halacha is that the Edom should sign, even though it's going to take away the money, $100,000. Remeir says, Tiktalun Vayyantum Mushekher. Targ about Tiktalun Mushekher. He says that no, they should get killed and not be a Chais Mushekher. So it seems that Granadir is Machlaikis, the Messiah, the Rashba, in Ksubas is Messiah, that the Tosefta says that Ein Lecha Davar, we don't really have the Tosefta anymore. Our Tosefta in Shabbos, Perek Yud, says Ein Lecha Davar, Eimid Rifnei Bekoach Nefesh, Chutz Migilei Rayas, Sheikh Hazam Avayda Zor. And the Rishrenim, the Rashba is Messiah, he says, his Girsa was, V'remeir Eimer, Afa Gezel. Even Gezel is also something which is not Eimer Fnei Pekuach Nefesh. Kumtais also we see, not every case, every scenario is there Heter Pekuach Nefesh, Lemaisel. And in a case where it'd be where a person would be Mechal Shabbos, because then also, in such a case, if he'd be Mechal Shabbos, Mechoy Skiva, he shouldn't be even giving up his life in such a case. Lalach Lemaisel, Kumtais, where Miyah said to you, sorry, that to get into a matzav of some of Pekuach Nefesh, there's certain Gedarim. And not every case is considered a suffix because of nefesh b'chal Shabbos. The shaila is, what's lamaisa? With this we'll end. What's lamaisa? How are you magda? Whether or not something is considered a suffix because of nefesh or not? This is not clear in the Rishonim as far as I know. And the Pesach is ma'anein who deal with this. Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a tshuva b'nechash Shlomo. He says, Betzim used the topic in this very much. And he says, what seems to him that the way to be magda whether or not something is considered a suffix because of nefesh is whether or not people are scared of it or not scared of it. Do people look at it as a matzav of sakana or is not a matzav of sakana? If people don't look at it as matzav of sakana, then we don't look at it on Shabbos as matzav of sakana. People do, then they do. He says, zug muladar, a vaccination. Generally on a Tuesday, if a person has an appointment for a vaccination, and then he's told by the doctor that the doctor's not feeling well, he's not going to be able to give the vaccination. Does he go running to a different doctor to get the vaccination? No, he pushes it off for another day, for another week. He's not dachuf, he doesn't have to get it the first time. But let's say, therefore, if it came to Shabbos, and in the first possible time he did vaccinations on Shabbos, we'd say, no, you know, that'd be Dirk Shabbos. People don't look at that as a zakana if he doesn't get a vaccination the right way. However, let's say it would be on a Tuesday, and he finds out that if he doesn't get the vaccination today, then for 5 years he's not going to be able to get the vaccination. They're running out of the vaccination. This is today, everybody's getting it. It's going to take 5 years to start again. They're not going to be able to do it. He says, then he would run. Most people would run if it's something which is a possibility of a serious illness. People look at that as a matzav of pikuach nefesh. And in Chanami, he says, if such a case would be on Shabbos, since people reckon that to be a matzav of pikuach nefesh, then in Chanami, in such a case, we would be mechal Shabbos, even given the vaccination. So it's very much totally in das b'nei adam. How do we shut up when that's considered a matzav of pikuach nefesh? That's what Shlomo Zalman is magdir. The Tzitz Eliezer is ma'arich very much. He gave shirim for doctors in Shari Tzedek, and then he printed them up afterwards. And one of the things that he deals with at length, this is in Chelek Ches, Simen Tezvav. He has a number of prokim in Simen Tezvav. This is in Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. One of the things that he deals with is what mugder as a topic of nefesh. And the way that he comes out He says lechura. He says any case could be a suffer pikuach nefesh. For example, somebody has a dark alleyway. This is one of the examples that he gives. He gives three examples. This is one of the, somebody has a dark alleyway, and it could be that an old man is going to pass by through the alleyway, and it could be he's going to trip because he can't see where he's going, and it could be that he's going to bang his head, and it could be that he's going to hit against the asphalt, and it could be that one of the sons a concussion, and it could be that he's going to die. There's always that possibility. So you should be allowed to turn on the light outside on Shabbos that such a scenario shouldn't happen. Did it ever happen? Probably. Is there a possibility? Yeah. Is that a sabbikuach nefesh? No, it's not a sabbikuach nefesh. Why is that not a sabbikuach nefesh? Maybe also I'll dare for some of Zalman. But he says the what's mugder, like he buys it from the achrenim, from the Yehuda, from the gedolei achrenim. He says that what's mugder, what we're mugder as a safek bikuach nefesh, is where we have the massive of the sakana and the person who's the mesukun lefanecha. That means that if a person has a runny nose, it's one of the examples that he gives. A person has a runny nose. We have the person who has the potential chirli, the chirli lefanecha. He's sick. Now, doctor said, he says over there, the doctor said, that every time a person has a runny nose, it's always because he has germs, he has bacteria, and if it gets out of hand, theoretically, it could turn into pneumonia, and after that, it could be who knows what. It's something nefashis. Is it such a possibility yet? Has it happened yet? Are we worried about that? No, we're not worried about that. Why? Because we don't see the davar ha-mesukun lefanecha. We see the person lefanecha. We don't see the sakana lefanecha. We don't see the reidif lefanecha. And mitzad sheni, you say the same thing the other way around. We see the sakana, where the davar ha-mesukun is here. We don't see the person. For example, are you allowed to go take classes in medicine on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do autopsies? Was not on Shabbos. Not just on Shabbos, even not on Shabbos. Because if you find out information of how to cure people, then when somebody comes, you'll be able to cure them. So it's sabikuach nefesh. We have the davar mesukin here. We see what the shayla is, but we don't see the person. You need both the person and the davar mesukin to do the fanecha to be able to be considered as a sabik nefashis. Which is why maybe there was a havamina that chotzer acheres or Shabbos acheres or kedeme that in chanami we wouldn't be a mechal Shabbos, and the chiddush is that's also considered lefanecha. Even chotzer acheres is also enough lefanecha that we reckon that to be a shayla. Also Shabbos acheres also lefanecha that we reckon that to be a shayla. But you need both of them together, or else you'd be mechal Shabbos. It says for any single thing, you'd be mechal Shabbos that maybe the runny nose is going to turn into pneumonia, that maybe the zaken is in chanami going to hit his head and Rachman's son get a knockout. Now, each individual case, Beis Hashem, we'll try to dan on as we get to it, as we see the sugi b'hem shechazman, we'll try to dan on each case as we get to it, halacha l'maisa. Now, just a few nekudos with regard to the chabura. First of all, Baruch Hashem, we have a nice oilam and a shtark oilam, and a person always has to bear in mind that he's chelik of a tzibur. And a chelik of a tzibur, like a Baruch Asher says, I think he says that every zman, my days, that's what he said every Zman, and we started, is the Yevechiv of Al Yimas Levavechav Kelevavai. That not to put into a matzav, it says by a Mochoma, that if you start running away, then it's going to cause other people to also have a rishim, and they're also going to get scared. So there are people in the back of the armies, making sure that no one ran away, and forcing the turn. The ship Al Yimas Levavechav Kelevavai. The same matzav with regard to the achrayis that we have to the klal, and that is, time with regard to when you come, time with regard to when you leave, time with regard to what you do during Seder. There's a achrayis to the klal, and it's certainly true, and it's certainly clear. When there's a rifyin in the olam, and people come late, then other people feel, it's a massive, we're a rifyin, and therefore I can come late too. People leave early, it's a massive, we can leave early. People do other things, it's a massive, we can do that. Certainly the achrayis is to make it that it shouldn't be you, chas v'chalila, that's causing a yimas l'vavecha k'levavai. And Baruch Hashem, I don't really think that we have such a problem, but ein mizarzin el mizurozin. That's the first akuda. Second akuda is, please, anybody that has any questions, whether it's a question of chabura that I pushed off, or any other question during the zman, don't wait for me to come over to you. Please come over to me, because sometimes I get bogged down by people and it'll take me a week to get over to you. Please come over to me and I'll come over. If I don't get to you that day, Be'ez Hashem, we'll put you online, we'll get to you tomorrow, we'll get to you B'Hemshech. But if you don't get to me and you don't want to wait, then turn to the guy next to you. Baruch Hashem, it's a very stark real. There's big mitzvah on him here. And there should be also a pilpul chaverim. There's no reason there shouldn't be pilpul chaverim. So if you can't get to me, or even if you could get to me, there's no reason that you shouldn't turn to the person next to you also to ask a shalom. One other nekuda is that this man, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning refuah. It's a little bit easier when you're learning halacha. It's sugis alibin helpful so to be magdir what you're doing during this man. When you learn, you sit down and get them. What are you learning this man?
Get them.
What exactly? What do you mean, what exactly? I'm learning get them. What are get them? I don't know. Get them. We're learning get them. Which is what you're doing. There's no question about it. Teres Hashem. But it makes it harder to be magdir exactly where am I going and what my tachlis is. Here we have something very mugdir. We're learning sugis of pikuach nefesh, of yiladet beis Hashem, of refuah, which is Shin Chav Ches through Shin Lamed, maybe Shin Chav Zayin also. Most of the sugars are in Shabbos. We hope to spend time on. It's a davar which is very defined, and Be'ez Hashem, we should come out with something which is very defined, which means we're trying to come out with the sugars that leave the health itself. We'll talk about the halacha a little bit by next Chabur Be'ez Hashem, when we start the halacha. But this is what we're trying to do. I gave out questions at the beginning. Simply, you don't have to look at the questions. Just, I think it's a very good idea to see these are questions which are all asked halacha l'maisa. These are questions which happen to many people. These are questions which are very common. And see how many of them you know now. And when after you learn the sugya, see how many of them you'll be able to answer. You should be able to answer all of them. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. The truth is that really you should do this with your own questions. I know guys that did this last month with their own questions. Before he started the sugya of Teichin, sat down, wrote down all his questions that he had on Teichin from out through his whole life. And after we went to the sugya, he sat down with somebody and he went through them to make sure that, according to what I learned, was he able to answer every question. That's best in the tachas. It's not zikr. There's the need to learn without even halakha l'maisa. Lidrish l'kabal schar. But the loy mishpat abachura is the lim, like the Mishmura says in the Akdama, is the lim which is halakha l'maisa, and there's things that could be halakha l'maisa every single week. And therefore, certainly it pays to be mashkia and to come up with a klarkite. And anything which is not klar, so Taka, speak it over with Ariel, speak it over with me, speak it over with whoever it is, that we should be able to come to a klar. Parenthetically,
one last thing is that due to the fact that there's a good chance over the course of the next few weeks that there might be a bikurit from the government, therefore, everyone should carry with them a identification, either the passport or tudat zehut, or a copy that of the tudat zehut, which is, or a passport, which is stamped by a lawyer if they have that, because if not, then there is pandemonium breaks out when everybody has to go home and come back and v'chulu v'chulu. It's better to have it with you, and if anybody that's leaving for good or leaving for a certain amount of time, they should notify the office beforehand.